So does last night tend to erase a lot of the good things that were done this year?
No, it doesn't erase it. Obviously, you know, we don't feel good about the way that we played and things like that. And it was such a great opportunity to get to where we wanted to get. But yeah, we're going to learn from it and go back to work and try to be the best player we can be.
How do you explain what took place last night?
Not good football. It's a real sloppy play. Didn't make plays in critical situations. We didn't do the things that we had kind of done all year to help us win. So, at the same time, we got to credit what the Eagles did, that coaching staff, those players. You know, they executed and they were the better team.
I mean, did you feel like you guys were ready? I mean, going back to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, practices, preparation, is it just disbelief?
We were ready. We were ready. We were prepared. I think we took the same approach we had taken all year. We just didn't execute in the critical situations. And when that happens, especially in a game like that, momentum turns fast and then things kind of get away quickly. So I think the biggest thing was just early on we didn't make the plays to get some momentum going our way.
Adam, how did the back affect you?
It didn't. No, not talking about it.
And does the finality of something like being so close and knowing how close you are spur you through this offseason, obviously with a couple of days of just sitting back, but does it make you think about what could be next year?
Yeah, I think it's tough because you don't really think about the entire year as a whole. You think about that last game and the plays that you could have done differently, the plays that you could have made. I think I spent the entire plane ride home, probably a couple hours in bed, thinking about the plays I could have made or the routes I could have ran differently, things like that. So that's the tough part about it. I mean, that's just how it always is. It doesn't matter what happens throughout a season. You only really remember the last play that you ran. That's why you want to make sure that you're giving your 100% effort so you feel good coming out of games. But like I said, it'll be a good learning experience. And we're going to have to use this to our advantage moving forward.
Is there a lot of optimism with the key pieces that you have on both sides of the ball being in place that there is a good long-term future for this team?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to think about right now because it's so early. You know, I don't really know who's free agents, who's not free agents, and who's coming back, who's not coming back. But I think we have a lot of faith and trust in our coaching staff and our management to get some depth in here and keep this team, you know, competitive. And I know that we have a lot of character guys in this locker room that are going to go and bust their tail this offseason to become the best individual players they can to help this team win games.
No lagging.